immediately pass the floor to my colleague Ivan Weigel with the request, and I know it's almost impossible. The pressure we are dealing here with is time pressure, and to keep it really as short as possible and give the closing remarks to Luisa. Ivan, please.
It was, I didn't say really that it was easier to be a journalist in my time, but definitely it was less, we were exposed at that time to less pressure of the owners, of the concurrents, of the different media. The journalists today are faced with the pressure of social media. Only bad news is good news. You can sell only more or less yellow informations. So I would say that the time was the time was asking for more accurate, serious, and relevant information than now. Especially, I would like to point on, but it is not the time to discuss it, but the social media today, the role of social media is very, very doubtful and dangerous, and the hate speech dominates in the social media, especially. I can speak about my country. I stepped out from Twitter and Facebook. I don't have any interest anymore, because whenever I said something which was a certain relevance, I was labeled as everything possible. So this is, the climate was different. And I would join what the colleague from Bosnia said. Maybe in this parliament we should focus on the responsibility of the owners and also the qualification of the owners. So chicken farmer and other guys with more or less criminal background should not be entitled, and we should do something against it in order to protect the journalists also. So I don't know if I answer, but that in this short time can be the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to come back very quickly within 30 seconds to your question. Yes, of course, we have been following closely what has been happening with Cum Hurriyet. The only positive thing is that there is a big Muslim country with mainly a Muslim population where at least it was possible by one newspaper to publish this. On the other hand, we saw huge pressure put on them. One of the journalists of Cum Hurriyet called me that weekend and was explaining to me that there were 100 security people outside of the building and that they were really afraid what would happen. Of course, statements by the government absolutely didn't help in this respect. Also, statements by the general public, unfortunately, didn't help. What can we do as Parliament is to keep pressing on this issue. I'm very happy to have active cooperation also with NGOs like this, having this type of roundtables, discussing it. I think that's what we can do. Also specifically looking at funds. In my report on Turkey, I call for more funds to be available, supporting freedom of expression, supporting bloggers. These are the things that we can do, and I think, and I'm sure we will continue in the coming 5 years to do so from this Parliament. The last remarks to the organizers of this event.
Something about this case in Turkey, in Cumhuriyet?
Yeah, if you could really please just keep it short. Thank you.
As you said, there are lots of security forces. I'm from Turkey, by the way. There are lots of security forces around these daily and these newspapers building, but they were initially there to prevent to release of the copies of the Cumhuriyet. So the government has accelerated this tension, or even initiated the tension. That is the case.
Thank you. And thank you for clarifying that. Luisa, the final words are yours.
I'll be extremely brief, but I really want to thank, to start with, the media partners that together with Osservatorio Balcani Caucaso, SIMU and Ossigeno per l'Informazione worked together for these 12 months, and in particular Radio Popolare, the Italian media partner, VST, the Montenegrin, the Press Project in Greece, H-Alter in Croatia, Beta in Serbia, BNET in Turkey, Vesti in Macedonia, Mediapool in Bulgaria, and Dilema Veche in Romania. We all carried out this very ambitious project, which was thanks to, certainly, to the support of the DG Connect. And I think it has been a very important beginning to empower journalists to work to regain public support, to create solidarity. Transnational as much as local alliances are fundamental. So thank you for the opportunity to speak here at the European Parliament. Thank you, members of Parliament. Thank you to the audience for the opportunity. Hope there will be next and more chances.